Hello and good morning. You're listening to Market Minutes and I am Vaibhavi Ranjan. Today is Thursday, 18th of January, and here's all you need to know before market opens. The benchmark Sensex and Nifty indices are likely to witness another gap down open today as trends in the GIFT Nifty point towards a weak start for the broader index with a fall of 110 points. In the previous session, the two Indian benchmark indices saw a meltdown, recording their biggest single-day fall in 19 months amid easing rate cut expectations, a spike in US bond yields, and a jump in the dollar index. Making matters worse was the sharp correction in banking shares, especially those of HDFC Bank, after the lender's Q3 numbers disappointed investors. At close, the Sensex was down 2.23% at 71,500, while the Nifty slumped 2.1% to 21,572. All 12 participants of the Nifty Bank Index also ended with sharp cuts, pulling the sectoral index over 4% lower. Based on the technical setup, analysts believe that sentiment can deteriorate further if the Nifty drops below 21,550, where the 21-day EMA is situated. On the downside, a breach of 21,550 may result in the index slipping further towards 21,350. On the upside, resistance is placed at 21,650. Now shifting focus to today's trading session, here are some stocks that will remain in the limelight. Shares of NHPC will be in focus as the government plans to sell 3.5% stake in the company through an offer for sale on January 18th and 19th. The floor price for the stake sale is set at Rs. 66 per share. Next up is LTI Mindtree, which released its Q3 numbers yesterday. The IT company's net profit rose 0.6% sequentially to Rs. 1,168.9 crore, while revenue was up 1.2% on quarter at Rs. 9,016.60 crore. Lastly, we have Indiabulls Housing Finance, which is planning to raise funds up to Rs. 5,000 crore through issuance of equity shares. Now, let's shift our focus towards global markets and how they fared so far. In the US, stock futures were trading flat this morning. Futures tied to the Dow Jones Industrial Average, as well as those tied to S&P 500 and NASDAQ 100 indices, hovered near the flat line. This comes after stock indices in the US recorded a weak session overnight. In Wednesday's trading session, Wall Street indices, the Dow Jones, fell 0.3%, while S&P 500 and NASDAQ 100 slipped 0.6%. Moving to Asia Pacific, markets in the region traded mixed. Australian benchmark S&P ASX 200 extended its downturn to the fifth straight session. However, Japan's Nikkei 225 moved 0.3% higher, while the TOPIX rose 0.28%. South Korea's benchmark KOSPI was also slightly up, while the small cap KOSDAQ rose 0.4%. Coming to Hong Kong, futures tied to the Hang Seng Index remained flat, indicating a tepid start for the benchmark. The index had slipped nearly 4% in the last session to drop to its lowest levels since November 2022. In today's Voice of the Day segment, we have Aditya Agarwal of Invest4EDU, who guides investors about investing in the current volatile market scenario. Let's tune in.
The sell-off in the banking stock sparked by HDFC Bank's dismal Q3 numbers caused the bank index to correct the most in previous 2 years. While the benchmark index saw their worst single-day decline in 19 months, worst since June 16, 2022. Sensex was down 1630 points, while the Nifty was down 460 points at 21,572 levels. With an 8.2% cut, HDFC Bank saw its biggest single-day decline since March 30, 2020, the COVID fall. The impact of the heavyweight reverberated throughout the banking group, causing all 12 Nifty stocks to end in the red. The significant single-day decline was also sparked by negative global clues, as the confidence of an early rate cut was dampened following U.S. Federal Reserve's comment that the monetary policy pivot may take longer than expected. This also led to a spike in the 10-year Treasury yield back above 4% and a spike in dollar index to a one-month high, which in turn caused a collapse in the banking in the metal stocks as well. It is now necessary to rotate sectors to underowned where results have been favorable so far, in the midst of a rise in volatility. Even on a day of absolute bear dominance, IT stocks stood out. Pharma and consumer durables can also be looked at while the market turns volatile. Talking of critical levels on the Nifty 50, it is approaching crucial support of 21,500 to about 21,400. A close below these support levels could trigger further correction to levels of 21,000 to about 20,800. Now on the upside, 21,800 will act as a stiff resistance. Even though the Nifty hasn't formed a lower low and a lower high, which will trigger a trend reversal, indicators have started to deteriorate, which suggests a word of caution going ahead. After forming a gigantic bear candle on the Bank Nifty, it is now approaching crucial support level of 45,900. A close below this support of 45,900 will trigger a further correction to levels of 45,300.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news updates. Thank you and have a great day. We will see you tomorrow at the same time.